With Inside the Arts, I'm Scott Pohl. The Mammals are a folk Americana group based in the Hudson Valley of New York. On Friday, they'll play a 10-pound fiddle concert in East Lansing. For WKAR's weekly series, Inside the Arts, I talked with the married couple leading the Mammals. The music of the Mammals includes a mix of rock music staples like drums, bass, and keyboards, with traditional folk music instrumentation of guitar, banjo, and fiddle from band co-founders Mike Miranda and Ruth Unger.
We have a slogan about our band that we're too rock for the folk show and too folk for the rock show.
Miranda says the single Rolling Stone Refugee is a reflection of their lives when they were forced off the road by the lockdown era. It was a time for him to fall in love with getting back to nature.
So the song is kind of a rumination on what it's like to be stuck at home. That hence the title Rolling Stone Refugee. I'm used to being a Rolling Stone, but I don't even know where to turn now. What do I do with my time? I kind of learned how to play the earth as opposed to playing guitar. Like literally, what happens if I dig a hole and put something in it and water it?
I'm a rolling stone, lucky as hell, cause I got my own garden and I got my own well. And I got a little secret I ain't ever gonna tell. Got a little secret I ain't ever gonna tell.
The song can be found on one of the two albums they're putting out next week, Touch Grass, Volume 1 and Volume 2. Unger explains why they're being released separately.
It really seemed like they all spoke to the time and they all fit together, and yet they started to separate into maybe a daytime album and a nighttime album. So it just evolved organically with the music into two, almost like fraternal twins, and they had to come out on the same day.
The cover art for the two albums is similar, though with different color schemes reflecting that daytime-nighttime feel. Unger takes the lead vocals on The Doldrums, a song she says is about feeling stuck, feeling terrible. Still, it makes her feel good to sing it.
There is a bit of a cliche about only remembering the bad and somehow a million good things can happen to you in a day. The one bad thing is what you remember. So the lyrics, why do the good times go so fast? And why did the doldrums linger and last? And it's just wondering about that way our brains were made to hang on to the negative and just trying to let that go.
Why do the good times go so fast? Why do the doldrums linger and last? They say hold on, but I just can't do it. Today came down before I knew it.
The Mammals put out their first album in 2001 with then-band member Tao Rodriguez Seeger, grandson of folk music legend Pete Seeger. Miranda credits spending time with Pete Seeger for inspiring the notion of using a performance to voice opinions on the social issues of the day.
He gave me kind of the mental fortitude to have that courage to say unpopular things from stage. Maybe not even that many. He often said only one is often enough, one protest song. You don't need to litter your set with being on the soapbox, but if you can speak your mind at least once during a set, I think you're doing your job.
That ethos gave rise to a new Mammals song called Unpopular Ideas.
I'm afraid I have some unpopular ideas. Our health is derived by letting go of fear and eating clean food and breathing clean air. I'm afraid some unpopular ideas to share.
You can expect a mix of the Mammals' early music, songs from their time performing as the duo Mike and Ruthie, and numbers from the new albums Touch Grass, Volume 1 and Volume 2, when they perform at a 10-pound fiddle concert Friday at 7:30. The show will be at the University Lutheran Church in East Lansing. With Inside the Arts, I'm Scott Pohl.
Some unpopular ideas right here.
Ten Pound Fiddle is a financial supporter of WKAR.